The Mishnah Afei starts off that a kol shaykhtan shchitasan sherechutz mecher shaykhtan bekatan shem mekakal shchitasan. So it's mavur that anyone can really shaykh except for a cher shaykhtan bekatan. But what's not mavur in the Mishnah is what is the din of nashim? Are nashim able to shaykht or not? So Taisus brings down over here that kasa b'hilchos eretz yisrael brings down from a sefer called hilchos eretz yisrael the nashim yishchatu b'nei shedaitan kalis, that nashim can't shaykh because daitan kalis, meaning they're bad some kasha, but because of daitan kalis, therefore they shouldn't shaykht. Taisus himself brings various connected that seems to not go like that, but that's what he brings from the sefer called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that Nashim are not allowed to shech nechatchila, and Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, the Mechaber paskins a kol shech nechatchila filu Nashim, he paskins that Nashim are able to shech, but then the Ramar brings on the Yesh Erimim Shein Laniach Nashim Lishchait, some say that you should not allow Nashim to shech shkuvar nagush la lishchait, chen aminik shein ha Nashim shechtis. But he brings down that the chatchilu shouldn't let women do it, and the minig is that nashim don't shecht. He brings that b'shem the b'seisa, b'shem the agar, and the agar is really bringing it from the same sefer from the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So who is this sefer? What is the sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? So if you look in the Mardechai, it's really it's a sefer, very interesting sefer written by someone by the name of Eldad Hadani, who is a person who said that he came from the Aseres HaShvatim, and he brought many different interesting mechudesh dega halachas, legabi Hilchos Shechita and other inyanim. And one of the dinim that he brings is this din that nashim are not able to shecht, and he says other dinim there as well. And at the end of all the dinim, the Mardechai says chomer ba'amulkar elu hadvarim lo nehigan kavasei. Says the minig is not like these chomers that he brings, the gabe nashim not shechting and other inyanim as well. And the minig is not like this, like what's brought over here in the sefer from Eldad Hadani, and. But the question is, what is the meaning of the name of the sefer? Taisus quotes it b'shem the sefer. He calls it Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Why would it be called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? These are halachas that this Eldad Hadani from the Aseres HaShvatim brought from different people. But what is the beer in this name Hilchos Eretz Yisrael? We don't really find the sefer called Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. And it would seem, I would think, that maybe the pshat could be like this. If you look in the Mardechai over there, the way he quotes the sefer, he says that Kasa ben Baruch Reisi Kasa b'Hilchos Shechita Shehevi. Rabbi Eldad and Machli Habam Aseres HaShvatim Amar Yoshu Mepi Meishu Mepi HaGvura Kol Yisraech LaShem Ben Yedei Hilchos Shechita Asalachim Mishchita Asay. So the way he quotes the Sefer, he doesn't call it Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, he calls it Hilchos Shechita from Eldad Hadani, and the Sefer starts off by saying Amar Yoshu Mepi HaGvura Mepi Meishu Mepi HaGvura. So these are halachas that Yeshua said in the name of Meishu Rabbeinu Mepi HaGvura, and that's how the halachas start off over there. Starts off with the words Amar Yehoshua. So it's very mistabber to say that really the name of the sefer was called Amar Yehoshua, because that's how it starts off. It's Amar Yehoshua Mipi Maishim Mipi HaGvura. And it was abbreviated as Hilchos Aleph Yod. It stands for Amar Yehoshua, but then the printers, by mistake, they unabbreviated it as Hilchos Eretz Yisrael instead of Hilchos Amar Yehoshua, because also Aleph Yod stands for Eretz Yisrael. But really, it's a tais, and really it's supposed to be called Kasa B'Hilchos Amar Yehoshua. That would be very mistabber. That would be the name of the sefer. And I found that in Reb David Cohen in Akdama, to a sefer Akiva Mishar says this, that that's really what it should mean. It really stands for Amar Yehoshua, not for Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. But I saw from other chaykrim, they want to say other pshatim. Some want to say that being that it came from, these halachas came from Aseres HaShvatim, so the Aseres HaShvatim lived in a land. Aseres HaShvatim was really, they're called Yisrael, as opposed to Yehuda. So it's from the Eretz of Yisrael. The Eretz where Yisrael was, as opposed to Yehuda. That refers to Aseres HaShvatim, so it doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael the way we use it, but it's the Eretz of Yisrael, which is really referring to Eretz Kush and those areas. And others want to say that, being that these are halachas that Yeshua said in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipi HaGvura, so it sounds like he didn't say it B'chayim Moshe Rabbeinu, he said it after he was Nifter, which is right after they, right as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. So being that these halachas were said right away when they entered Eretz Yisrael, for that reason it got the name Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. But when I say it's Mistabe, then it's the name is Amar Yehoshua, like it's mashma from the Mardechai.